Let's hear for Gina Holden on vocals, Carla Mazur on vocals. Let's hear it to them. Yeah, let's hear it for the sensitive boys up here too, everyone, please. Let me introduce this band, if I may, at this point. He's a lovely, lovely man, lovely guitar player, possibly the best I've ever played with in my life, or heard in my life. Mr. David Polkingham on guitar. Big round of applause. Come on, let's give him a big round of applause. I want to hear these people. We can make more noise than that. Come on. That's right. David Polkingham, everyone. Remember that name. From Birmingham, Alabama, Bobby here really kind of completed the whole picture for us and made us the band that we are today. On bass guitar, Mr. Bobby Daniel, everyone. Please give him a big round of applause. Come on. Bobby D, come on. And this gentleman directly behind me here and I have played together for many, many years. 26 years we've played together. And I first met Hector sitting outside the Continental Club in South Austin, where we talked about forming an all Chicano rock and roll band. We got halfway there, you know. We got halfway there. We got two honorary members, four honorary members, I should say. And for 26 years on the drums, Mr. Hector Munoz from El Paso, Texas. Come on, everyone. Give him a big, big Texas love. Come on. One more time for the sensitive girls. Gina Holden on vocals, Carla Mazur, all right? All right, this song is a song that this whole album is called Street Songs of Love. It's all about songs about various types of love, the different permutations of love, you know? Everything from lust and desire and passion, spiritual love. And this one is one that I wrote, it's the love of a father for his son. I have an 18-year-old son by the name of Paris Diego who went to Zilker Elementary. And I once asked Paris what he thought of my music. And he said that it was old man's music, he said, you know? And I then asked him even further whether he thought it was like country music, like old-timey country or blues or rock. And he said, no, it's old music for old people, he said. And so that's why I love Paris, because he gave me that answer right there.